Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What went wrong at the wedding? We're continuing this conversation because we keep getting your messages here. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. A bride was pulled over on her way to her wedding. It went viral because they were going 105 and a 45.
Yeah, and they were already like 10 minutes late for the wedding. So she was like an hour late after all was said and done. The cousin who was driving her got the ticket. She got there finally and they got married. But yeah, when hair and makeup takes a while, you just got to maybe text ahead and say, hey, look, I'm going to be late, instead of trying to do 100 miles an hour to get there.
And you know, it wasn't just the cousin. It was the bride being like, you got to go. And he's like, all right, my baby cousin's got to get to the wedding. I'm going to fly down the road. And we're going to get her there.
Where's your knee? I'm going to push the floorboard. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, here's a message that came into the Siding Unlimited text line here. My husband missed the shuttle from the hotel, so my first look was with his twin brother.
First look, like, is that just, oh, the reveal?
That's the big moment with the bride and groom, or the bride and bridegroom and groom, whoever's getting married, where they see each other before anyone else, before the guests, and it's photographed, it's documented.
There's photos?
You get to see, like, their reaction, but this is...
with my brother?
This is hilarious. The twin brother had to step in. Of all the times when twins play those games, like, oh, were you ever mistaken for each other? The twin is in the first look. That's so funny to me.
Well, at least the twin didn't, like, give her the first kiss.
I know.
Like, at the reception, like what happened at my wedding. Knew I was going to catch
Wait,
you with
what?
That one. We joke about this in my family all the time. Yeah.
What happened?
Okay, so we're at the reception, right?
This is your wedding.
My wedding, we're at the reception, and we had told everybody. Now, there was no email and texting and... things back when we got married in 1992. So
no, the invites were sent out by stone, like Flintstones. It was like chiseled in.
It was actually doves and pigeons delivered them. So here's the thing. We told everybody, look, if you want to get us to kiss, you don't do the clinking of the glasses. We're going to do something different.
I love the clinking of the glasses.
So we did sing a song with love in it.
You have Lame. To
sing
a song.
Okay. All right. So people start clink, 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 clink,
clink.
Clink first
those
time.
Glasses.
And I'm like, no, no, no. You can even see, I think we still have it on the video, you can see me going, no, no, no. Remember what we told you? And I'm pointing to the right, okay? And I go, remember what we told you? You have to sing a song. My brother Frank, who was my best man, as my wife Jess, the newly bride Jess, stood up with me. My brother Frank snuck in, and he kissed her. And I was
on
like,
the
no,
mouth?
No, you got, yeah. And I was
oh
sitting
my
there,
gosh.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, no, 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 you have to. And everyone's doing exactly what you're doing. And I go, what? And I was like, get off of here. He's laughing, you know.
Jess was laughing Jess too. Fine with it too?
Oh, yeah, she was fine
with
it too.
Was there tongue?
You'll have to ask Jess about that one. I think she said there was. But I was like, what are you doing? He goes, hey, you weren't doing anything. They were clinking glasses. And then there's
the
whole
dude, he was
explosion.
Coming out of your wife.
I know. I was like, yo, back
She's
back
married
off.
Now.
Back off.
Back off, Frank.
Back off. So then as soon as like somebody else started with the, as soon as they started singing love or whatever, I grabbed her. I was like, you. My brother away from you.
You're supposed to be kissing me.
A little fun thing. Yeah, he was like, well, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Well, speaking of weddings.
Be careful.
How about over the weekend? Did you see that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were at a wedding together. Those two were at a wedding. It was his cousin's wedding down in Tennessee. And there's all these viral videos of those two like dancing together during the bride and groom's first dance. They were sitting at their table. He has his hand on her knee and they're jamming and vibing. They looked so happy and so good. And can we just talk for a second? Can we have a moment for the Disney Prince look that Travis Kelce is rocking right now? He has long hair and the scruff. It's total Prince Eric vibes or like Kristoff vibes from Frozen.
Yeah.
Looking so wonderful.
Keep talking.
You know those two had a conversation at one point saying, so, are we going to be next?
Why would they be next? What are you talking about?
Because they're dating.
Here we got the swelsy jar.
Hand it over.
Hand it over.
Hand it over. There you go. I will gladly.
It's our swear jar anytime you bring up the happy couple.
I will put money in. And also, the trolls and the haters that are commenting about Travis and Taylor and how Travis... Mm-hmm. His back was all sweaty. You could tell that his back was sweaty. But this is Tennessee in June. It's hot, everybody. Oh. Why do you think Taylor Swift wore the curls? Now, if Taylor Swift showed up to my wedding, straight up, I'd have her sitting between me and Eric. Like, she'd be at that much of the head table. She would be that involved.
You'd be like...
I would lose my mind. I'd be like, photographer... All the pictures right there.
And everybody else would be singing, oh, great. I knew she was trouble when she walked in. She's got hogged everything, the camera and all.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors. Kelly, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We are so glad that you called in. Okay, your message about what happened at your wedding. You said your husband missed the shuttle from the hotel, so your first look was with his twin brother. Did you take the pictures as a joke or did he really stand in acting like he was your husband?
It was as a joke.
It was a joke.
Yes. So my husband's mother fell. And so my husband got off the shuttle and he asked the shuttle driver to wait, but he didn't.
Oh.
And our photographer actually caught on camera the exact moment I got the text that he missed the shuttle even.
Oh my gosh.
So I looked at everybody. I said, get me the twin now.
You're the one who said that. Get me the twin.
Oh, yeah.
And the twin was like, okay.
Yeah, he came in with a drink and he put his like hands over his face like he was pretending to not look at me. So you literally
acted it out like it was the first look.
Yes, we literally acted it out like it was the first look.
That is hilarious. Now, please tell us that your soon-to-be husband made it in time before you had to say, like, I do to your twin soon-to-be brother-in-law.
He did, but it was kind of hilarious at the wedding. They don't look alike to people that know them, but at the wedding, my brother-in-law was walking around with his hands in the air going, not the groom, not the groom.
That's hilarious.
Because oh my gosh.
People that didn't know him were trying to talk to him like he was the groom.
So, Kelly, if you ever were to show someone your wedding album, would you even explain that it wasn't actually your husband in the first look photo? Are you like, whatever, let them think that it is?
I would explain because they look. One has short hair, one has long hair because it's pretty obvious. So
Which one is he marrying here?
Okay, then here's my question then. Then why even go ahead with the first look then if he couldn't be there?
Just for fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's almost like you could say, well, yeah, then once he got to the ceremony, he decided to get a haircut. Oh, I forgot to get the haircut. Boom. You could just say it that way.
You could.
Got a haircut before they got married.
Exactly.
And Kelly, I don't mean to gloss over the fact of what you started off saying. Was your mother-in-law okay? You said she fell.
Yes, she was fine.
Okay.
Okay.
She was out there singing a little bit softer now, shout, and she was doing her thing.
They put her in a chair. Yeah. Obviously, she started a little too soon with the celebrating. My goodness.
Yeah. Along with a lot of the bridesmaids.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.